Hi, this is Georgie.
Hey, guys, this is Cole Liker.
You are listening to the Unused Substitute.
The Unused Substitute.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitute.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I...
Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and it's time again for your weekly dose of the Green and Gold Gospel. This is the Unused Substitutes, part of the Beautiful Game Network, coming to you live on Radio St. Pete. My name is Matt, and my voice is holding up for now. But if it doesn't, then we got that other guy over there, too. Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hey, hello.
Can you remember the last time we didn't have, like, a last-second emergency right before we went on air?
Well, I was just about to say I might have to jump out. My sound is crap.
Weird. You sound okay over here on my end.
Not over here. I'm going to jump out. You give me 2 seconds.
Okay. All right. We're going to see what's going on with the audio stuff. We always have some fun misadventures, usually right before a show starts. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. When Dan gets back. Rowdies won a playoff game. First of all, we'll talk about that. Dan was there. I was under the weather. Still sound like I am. I'm not 100%, but I'm getting there. I will be there on Saturday this time around, definitely. And I believe young Daniel's son is back.
Yeah, it didn't help, but screw it. We'll power through.
We'll do it live.
Yep.
Or something like that. So what sounds worse, your audio or just me in general?
It's just you coming through the headphones.
Oh, okay.
It might be my computer.
Could be. There's always something.
Yep, whatever. We do.
Situation normal. All right, so first thing, let's just jump into it. Rowdies 3, FC Cincinnati 0. Wow. That was a big win.
It was a complete win, which is the best part.
That, and, you know, I wasn't there because under the weather. Like, I was in bed all weekend with this cold, and I'm pissed about it because I wanted to meet up with the Cincinnati guys. I wanted to be there, but I guess that now I can no longer pick on you for not being at the championship game when I missed the next playoff game.
You're going to miss this one, too, because you're banned from the stadium.
No, I'm coming. I'll be there.
Scored 4 goals.
I may be wearing a mask or something so the stadium doesn't know that I'm there, but I will be there. I promise. Let's talk about it.
It was beautiful. We took the lead early and just didn't let – the main thing is we took the lead early and didn't let up, which you and I think it was on the Cincy podcast more than anything. We're talking about how that would be the dangerous thing if we took the lead early.
I think I even specifically said if Marcel Schaefer gets an early goal, I'll feel a lot better about things.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Yeah, I was watching it here, but I was kind of like drifting in and out of being awake and asleep, so I turned the notifications off of my phone. So I missed the first few minutes of it, and I woke up and I looked over and I'm like, let me check my phone real quick. I just feel kind of nervous. Oh, we're already up 1-0, and then like 2 minutes later, Marcel gets the second goal. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah, we were on tattoo watch again, and to start the second half, he almost drilled another one into the bottom corner, and I wasn't relieved. I want to get a Rowdy's tattoo. So
no, we've been teasing it
maybe
for years.
The Red Bulls will get somebody getting a hat trick, and we can I can get a tattoo.
We've been teasing it for years. Like, it's, this is, it has to happen at some point.
Right. I mean, I don't know. That's the ultimate thing right now. It's either a hat trick or if they win the cup, I'll get one.
I know. Did I bet that one too? I forget. Did I bet the cup?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know if we did it.
I know I did last year. I don't know if I did it this year.
Other episodes, and we might have done it early in the year.
Oh boy. Well, I'm sure someone will have that noted down somewhere, and they'll throw it back at us at some point. Yeah, I watching the game, and even again tonight, going back and looking at the stats to get ready for this. There hasn't been a game like that, I don't think, since the Rowdies Cosmos game for the Rowdies like 40th anniversary. That's the last time I remember a game that complete from start to finish.
It was beautiful. Marcel Schaefer is getting a lot of headlines for his two goals, but Hunter Gorski and Neil Collins were absolutely fantastic, locking it down in the back. Georgie scored. He scored a heck of a goal. He was everywhere. It was just a top to bottom, just a great performance. We joked about the GluPro save of the game, and then I think it was pretty much Matt Pickens' only bit of like work, and it was an amazing save that was highlight reel worthy. And if I could GIF it or video it, and make a graphic, if I had any design skill whatsoever, I would put, we could do that. The GluPro save of the game. Because it was a brilliant save to get a hand on that and get it over the bar.
Now I have a little bit of an idea. Yeah, and you know, everything you just mentioned in the last few minutes all wrapped up there in one sequence: the play of the defense, and the one save by that was the only shot on target all night by Cincinnati.
I mean, it was a heck of a shot, but it was even a better of a save,
right? That was definitely, and at first, you know, you kind of watch it and you're like, it's a good save. And then you go back and see the replay and you're like, that was definitely going in if he hadn't gotten his hand to it. So that was a hell of a save by Pickens. But, it was complete performances all around. The back line, the forwards, Marcel again in the midfield. It was fantastic. And kind of some of the guys that worried me from Cincinnati, like their two forwards up top, Koenig and Jibby didn't have the presence that I thought they could. They're both pretty fast guys, both pretty physical guys. The defense wasn't going to be pushed around that night, and they weren't going to let guys get behind them like has happened in some games in the past. It was an absolutely incredible performance. I was scrolling through. I was on that Match Center page that the USL mm-hmm. has, and they do like a list of tweets that all have like the whatever the official game hashtag is. Reading not just our guys' tweets, because we saw those all the time, the Cincinnati fans, and then some of the neutrals, although I hesitate to call some of the neutrals because it seemed like a lot of them just wanted to see Cincinnati lose. But even like one of the Cincinnati fans was like, every pass, every cross, everything that goes into the box, there's a Rowdy there to clear it and get rid of it. They haven't gotten on the end of anything all night. And it was insane. If you go back and look at it, just I don't know if there's a perfect game. I don't know if there's a way to rate it, but that was about as perfect as you'll see a backline play defense in soccer.
Yeah, it was 100% fantastic across the board. And if that's only game one of the playoffs, let's hope we can get better as this goes on. We got a challenge coming this week in the defending champs. Whose front line is on fire. They put four in their game in what is considered an upset. Let's just enjoy that Cincinnati game because it was absolutely fantastic. Joe Cole, I mean, he might not be on the score sheet. Did he get an assist in that?
I don't recall. Let me go back. I've got the page open here. Let me go back and see.
I don't think so. Martin Vingard has an assist.
No,
and Georgie Rudisov.
Joe had an 84-minute yellow. That's about it. Georgie with an assist. I don't think. Let me see. No,
On the assist leader page, it has Georgie and Martin Vingard all both with one. So I'm assuming not.
Vingard won, Georgie won, and then Marcel had the second unassisted.
Joe Cole, he looked like he was 30 again. maybe even younger. He just like rejuvenated and is ready to play. It's just up and down that up and down the lineup. It was just a great game.
Yeah, and the other thing that jumped out at me when I was kind of digging through this looking for what I thought might be the stat of the match, if you want any clearer sign of how this game went, look at the subs that we put out there on the bench. Akira, Tam, Chavez, Alex Morel, Nanchoff, Jones, and Patterson. The guys who get in are Chavez, Nanchoff, and Jones. And not a knock on them, but this isn't a game where you brought on Morel or Patterson to try and spark the offense or try to dig a goal out from where it didn't seem like it would happen or throw Tam on because someone was having a poor game. Like, you put the guys in there who are going to see that game out and also keep Cincinnati honest, bringing a little bit of pace like Darwin Jones for the last 15 minutes or so. I mean, Chavez comes on in second half stoppage. It's already basically over that point. Nanchoff makes his return in the 86th minute, but like that you know, you could look at that alone and just kind of get an impression of how that went for the Rowdies. It was, I still can't stop talking about that performance.
No, I haven't stopped smiling. It was the best performance I've ever seen this team play put on. And if this is how it's like, I'm just excited. There's more to come, I think, and the guys are ready.
I mean, I have it in our show notes to do the good, bad, ugly. Is there any bad or ugly?
I can't think of anything. Not really. I mean, like we said, that was like a complete performance.
Right.
So other than
me not being there, of course, you know.
I mean, that was under the good. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh. You kids these days. Another easy one to answer, a quick one to go through. Man of the match?
Marcel Schaefer.
Yeah, the Rowdies did their like day after poll and said, who's your man of the match? I think it was like Marcel, Georgie, or Neil. And I was like, Marcel, obviously, but that entire back line needs to get an honorable mention at least.
Definitely. I mean, Marcel's grabbing headlines because of two great goals, but I mean, everybody from Pickens to Guinzotti, like, just fantastic performance.
Stat of the match?
I was just looking, and I was actually shocked by some of these numbers because I didn't look at them. And I'm going to go with the fact that we were outpossessed. Because it didn't feel like it. It felt like we just dominated that game. But it was close. It was, what, 51% to 48%. But it did not feel that way.
No, and it's kind of funny going back here looking at the aerial duels. Like, for as great as the defensive game we played, it was 65% to 35% Cincinnati on the aerial duels. There weren't a ton of them, and Cincinnati had an advantage with the big ginger. I can't think of his name right now. Out there, so I'm guessing that's where a lot of the results came from. But yeah, the other thing that jumped out at me, and this is definitely not a stat of the match, but no offsides at all. That never happens.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Especially the way both these teams play, pushing guys up forward, and it's kind of interesting to not see that. I mean, we had very few corners, three corners. I mean, there's a lot out there. The thing I'm going to throw out there, though, and this was mentioned a couple times, I saw by the Rowdy staff, a couple times by the USL staff writing up the game. 12 shots for the Rowdies, 8 on target.
I mean, and like, that's, it's just crazy. Like, we were peppering the net from different directions. Hildebrand had to stand on his head to keep that game from getting out of control.
Right.
And it was just absolutely fantastic. I mean, I can't think of anything like bad, and it's just ranting and raving of enjoy.
I mean, and you know, we talked to the Cincinnati guys last. We had them on our show. Then we went and hopped on their show right after we were done. I expected us to win this game. I didn't expect that, to be honest with you. I expected it to be a little bit closer, a little bit harder fought. I didn't think it'd be we'd blank Cincinnati like that. And not that we're not capable of playing like that, because we obviously are. But I thought they were going to have their chances and they were going to have an impact on the game, and they really didn't. A little bit of possession, a little bit of play in the first, right before going up to the Marcel's first goal. But other than that, it kind of was almost like the bottom fell out for him right there, and the Rowdies didn't stop.
No, and that, like, we've done it so many times in the season where we score and we just back off. And we did not back off.
No, I mean, we've talked before about the need to see a game out, to not let your foot off the gas or foot off the neck of the other team. I don't want to do a kick in the back like the Pittsburgh guy did that one time. But they did. I mean, they kept the pressure. And even in the second half, it started to feel a little bit like, you know, momentum could swing another way. I know you tweeted it. We really need a third goal here. And I was thinking the same thing kind of around the same time, because that's how the podcast Hive Mind works. And then Georgie banks one in England versus, what was that, England-Denmark, that World Cup one that was like that? Or England-Germany, I forget who it was.
I believe so.
Only this time it was allowed. I mean, that I would have loved to have had a camera on Joe Cole's face when the ref points to the center circle on that one, like, you know, finally one goes our way.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we were going to get it. And then, because I saw the guys kind of yelling, and then all of a sudden I looked at the linesman, and he was signaling goal, and it was a goal. And, I mean, the mob erupted. I was up there for that one. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I wasn't sure at first watching it, because the camera didn't have a good view of the actual ground. They go back on replay, and that's at least 2 feet behind the line when it comes down the first time. Mitch smartly jumps over and tries to smack it out, like, to give the impression it was in, or it hadn't crossed the line, which is a smart play for the keeper to try, but it definitely was.
Yeah. Going back and seeing the replay, I did check that. It was definitely in. So thankfully Pro got it right, and we don't have to have a bad or an ugly there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we could sit here and kind of gush about that game for 45 minutes, but there's really not a lot more you can say.
It's just beautiful. Like watching Bob Ross paint.
Happy little trees in the midfield.
Yep. It was just happy players all over the pitch in green and gold. And it was fantastic. And the mob sounded great. It was a really good crowd. In typical Rowdies game fashion, It was kind of weird because it seemed a little empty right about kickoff, but then I looked up about 5-10 minutes in and it was packed, and there was great energy in the stands.
It always fills in.
Ralph's mob was, like, doing their thing. It was great.
Yeah, it sounded great on TV, and it was a hell of a game to kind of showcase them for. People definitely got their money's worth for that one. Did you get to meet up with any of the Cincinnati guys that were there?
No, I didn't. A few came into Thirsty First, but I didn't get a chance to. I was busy socializing elsewhere, unfortunately. But it was I didn't hear from any of them. I would have tried to, but right. I usually don't meet away fans for some reason. I would like to. I have no problems against it. I should have been out in the parking lot and tried to grab a few and say hey, but.
Yeah, I saw pics of some that were over at Corrigan's. I had a couple ask online what place they recommend, and I was like, hey, go over to Thirsty First and meet the mob. Like, it'll be cool. And then I had to throw in my favorite place down there, Hops and Props as well, or, you know, really anything up along Central is fine. So it looked like there was a good group of them that came out, a good-sized group, which is one of the reasons I was kind of glad to draw them in that game. But you know, one of the things, and the Cincinnati guys mentioned this when we went on their show last week, and this was, what, the fourth time we've played them now in the last 3 years, had the Open Cup and then the two league games this year. This was probably the first time both teams put out a real starting 11 at the same time. Open Cup, I kind of think we went with a little bit modified lineup in that one, and then the first game of the year where we went up there. Pickens wasn't even playing that game, did he? Or was that the first game? No, he. Yeah, because he. No, Pickens didn't play until the Louisville game. So, because it was Akira that started. Like, there were some changes there. And then when they came down here during their Open Cup run, they did some rotation in that game where we beat them here. So it was kind of fun to see the top two, the top lineups for these two clubs go head to head. And I'm still like impressed by the outcome. And it's not one of those like Cincinnati didn't show up, didn't try, or didn't compete. Like it was a thoroughly dominating performance by the boys in green and gold.
And it was fantastic. So what should I do, the champagne now? How should we do this?
Let's get through the next part and then we'll do that.
Okay.
But I think you're going to have to do like Facebook Live it or something, because I'm still sketchy about trying to do video stuff at the same time on this computer. So,
I mean, can I, the audio, it wouldn't get your audio if I opened up the YouTube from my computer, would it?
I don't think so. No,
probably
not.
Well, they don't really need the audio.
No, you just need proof for one particular person that you are relieving that bottle of its contents that you can get a much larger quantity of different something for the weekend.
I mean, because I can go live on the podcast Facebook from my computer.
Yeah, go do that.
Okay, I'll do that. That'll but let's work. Get through this bit first before I get hammered.
All right, so other results. And some of these are interesting for several reasons. Sacramento knocks off the overall league champ. Remember how we said we had no idea what the West really was like? I still don't think we do. Sacramento, the 8 seed, knocks off the overall top seed in the playoff, Real Monarchs, in front of what looked like a really empty stadium. They were playing at Rio Tinto, where Real Salt Lake plays. That went to penalty. Sacramento held the lead for a while. Monarchs, I watched most of this game, equalized late in second half. Went to extra time. Nothing happens. And then into penalties where Sacramento, who I think went out on penalties last year, it was like watching almost the Rowdies Minnesota Stars thing all over again, because Sacramento was hitting all of theirs and the Monarchs, it's like two or three going over the bar. Like the very first one was a Shane Hill special that I don't know if it's landed yet. OKC knocked out Reno, which I don't think was an upset seeding wise. Well, it might have been actually, but it was 1-0 for Reno, who set a new league record for goals in a season in their first year. Who would score goals by the buckets and got nothing in that game. Swope Park eventually, after 2 days, defeated Phoenix again on penalty kicks and advanced to host/travel/no-host Sacramento next week, or this weekend, I guess. San Antonio came from behind. They were down 1-0 to Tulsa, came back and won that 2-1. Louisville knocked off Bethlehem 4-0. No surprise there. Rochester over Charlotte on a fluky extra time goal, just to prove a point to me, because I was complaining about the games that went to penalties, that, you know, when is the last time you've seen a game go to extra time and actually be decided in extra time? Because I always think they should bring golden goal back, but then that happened. So Rochester advances to play Louisville, and then Red Bull 2 over Charleston. Which, again, Red Bull 2 is last year's defending champions. I'm not sure how many guys on this team this year were there for last year. Knocked off Charleston. The Charlotte one, even though Charlotte was the higher seed. No, Charlotte wasn't the higher seed, because the Charlaps, as I was calling it, the Sharpocalypse. They finished the season like 8 losses in a row. I mean, there was a period of time where both Charlotte and Charleston looked completely untouchable. And like they were going to run away with the top two seeds, and fell back to earth. Louisville got their results when they needed to, and Charlotte, I don't know what happened, but how do you lose 8 games in a row like that?
I mean, we talked about it a little bit on here about not wanting to back into the playoffs, and that's exactly what both those teams did. You know, we had that 8-game rough patch at, you know, early middle season, and we seem to have shaken those cobwebs off, and it's quite wonderful. And this is why you want to go into the playoffs hot, because you get performances like we had.
Yeah, I, you know, we talked about peaking at the right time, and they were they kept it up going into this week and going into last week, and we'll find out Saturday what happens with this week. But yeah, I mean, there was the longest time it, you know, felt like Charlotte and Charleston were just going to just walk away with the Eastern Conference, and it didn't end up that way. So you had a couple upsets. I still don't know if we have any idea what the West is like, but the games this weekend. Louisville is going to host Rochester.
Swope, go Rochester, please.
Swope Park, I think, as of today, is still hosting Sacramento, but they're playing in Sporting KC Stadium instead of the field they use. San Antonio is hosting OKC, and we're playing the Red Bull. You want to make some picks for these games?
Oy vey.
And then we'll get into your special segment.
Really? What?
We'll do this, and then we'll get into your special segment.
Oh, great. So let me think on this. Why isn't it? I hate this. USL Cup site, playoff site's not working for me. Hold on. Work. Oh, come on.
What are you trying to get?
I just the bracket so I can have it in front of me so I can run it down. Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay. So I think Sacramento upsets Swope Park. I'm not going to say a score. I'll say it'll probably go to penalties.
Okay. But,
I will say, and this is betting with my heart instead of my head, Rochester beats Louisville.
All right.
San Antonio beats OKC, and we beat the Red Bulls.
All right. I want Rochester to upset Louisville because that means if we win, we'd have another home game. We'd have the Eastern Final here at Al Lang. But I think Louisville wins that one. Their field is, it's hard to say it's an advantage to anyone, but it's definitely an advantage to them because it's so much of a disadvantage to everyone else, I think. The turf and the size and everything. Sacramento and Swope Park. That's a tough one. And this is kind of the interesting one of the round because of the drama and intrigue that went on around this yesterday. Were you following along that whole story?
It was a disaster.
So, and I, you know, no idea what really was behind it. But Swope's field is, I mean, it's like it's a field at the Sporting KC training complex. I think it's like a city park, runs, manages the area. There's next to no seating for it, and what seating there is apparently rarely used. And I know watching that Monarch Sacramento game, like it was a bad look on TV to just be in like an empty stadium because whatever fans there were, and there were some shots at the end when it went to penalties, they were kind of crammed into a section that was not in front of the camera. So you would hear some stuff every now and then, but you didn't really see anybody, and there wasn't a. So I don't know if they were just trying to avoid the look of it, if they were, because they know if they move that to Sacramento, that they're going to sell that out with, you know, whatever it is that holds like 16,000-18,000, something like that. It's not going to be a problem to fill that, but they were attributing it to challenges at the field, and the game was delayed with Swope and Phoenix because of severe weather and rain and stuff like that, and. I'm kind of laughing at that one because like we have a stadium where the pitch has been dried off by a helicopter before, and the games have been played. Like I don't buy the weather excuse, so I don't know what it is. But what they should have done was kind of arbitrate a buyout of the hosting rights between the two clubs. But it kind of sounded like they made a unilateral decision. I can see them putting the offer out there. I mean, Swope has earned the right to host by their performances through the year, and that's the way it should be. But if they're willing to give up that advantage for something, I mean, the money doesn't mean much to them because they're owned by Sporting KC. So I don't know what could be an inducement that would make them do that, but. And then add on to their cost, and, you know, unless someone's going to cover their travel and lodging and everything else as part of it. I don't know. I can understand the league, and I was talking to some people online, but I can understand the league wanting to move that game to Sacramento, but I think the way they went about it was completely, you know,
you know the real solution? Stop having like B teams in the league.
Well, I put a poll out there with some options. Who should host the game? And it was Sacramento, Swope, Cincinnati, and Austin. Austin seems to be a... the final result, Cincinnati had about 59% of the vote because I think Cincy Soccer Talk got a hold of the poll and retweeted it, and they all voted for Cincinnati. Give them something to do this weekend. Sacramento, I think, was second. I think Austin actually came in third, and then Swope was in last.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you got to find a more central location for both fans. But I mean, if you're worried about optics, because I mentioned it too to people and a couple people I was talking to last year. Who was it? It was Swope versus Red Bulls, right? And that was the final,
right?
And it was empty. I mean, that's what happens when you have two B teams playing a final. If you're worried about those optics, get rid of the B teams, you know?
Yeah.
And outside of Red Bull and Swope, it looks pretty good. So you just hope that like those two teams lose and everything's good.
Yeah, I think what they were going for in terms of challenges was the challenge was they didn't expect Sacramento to advance, and now they've got an opportunity there that they don't really want to pass up. But whatever, it's apparently all straightened out now. But it was fun to goof around for a day. It was USL's time to hop into how can we shoot ourselves in the foot like the rest of U.S. soccer lately. So good for them. So it's all figured out now. San Antonio, OKC, it's in San Antonio. I think San Antonio wins that one. And us and Red Bull 2. I don't know. Like I we were talking about tonight for the show. I'm like, I'm not really going to break them down. We've played them twice.
Recently, too.
Yeah. They're obviously a talented team. They've got speed. They've got good coaching. They beat us in New York or New Jersey, wherever the game was played. They put four goals past Matt Pickens. When it came down here, we held on 3-2. But you know, the games we played against Cincinnati, the game here was 2-0, but it was 1-1 in Cincinnati. Both closer than what we saw this weekend. I don't know. Hopefully the guys, and I assume they will, and you know, will treat Red Bull 2 the same way they treat Cincinnati. Last weekend was obviously, like we said, in our opinions, going to be kind of the marquee game of the week in all the leagues. And I did see other people from outside of USL on soccer Twitter who were watching the game. One of them called it, if nothing else, the best kit matchup in any division of U.S. soccer. But he did vote for bringing back the hoop sleeves, which I'll agree with. But there's going to be, you know, there's not going to be traveling fans. I think we'll still get a good crowd there this weekend. There is a Lightning game, just like there was last Saturday, but obviously it didn't have a huge impact on the overall attendance because attendance was about what it usually is. But I hope it's not like almost like a trap game where the energy is not the same from the fans, from the team, from whatever, and get punished for a stupid mistake and then the season's over.
I mean, as long as we're the Rowdies crowd is doing its thing, we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. I'm glad Cincy fans traveled last week. Unfortunately for them, they didn't really have much to cheer about after about 10 minutes. And the longer that game went on, the longer you could tell that it wasn't going to be their night. So they weren't as lively as you would hoped because, I mean, when you're watching your team kind of collapse under some playoff pressure, right. It's kind of hard to keep going, especially in an away stadium. But I think the mob and the Rowdies crowd at Al Lang, if we show up like we did last week, we'll be just fine.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of doing what we do and them doing what we do, and hopefully everything takes care of itself, because if we can get past this game, then it's likely on to Louisville, and that's going to be a tough one. But we won't focus. I don't want to look ahead to it. I'd rather focus on this game.
Let's not worry about that. Let's worry about this week and the baby bulls.
Let's worry about that bottle of champagne.
Yeah, let me go grab it and my mug, and then I'll go on Facebook Live. Give me like about a minute or so.
All right. While he's getting that stuff set up, we kind of already have gone through all of our notes for tonight's show, but there's topics out there that I figured we'd save for while Dan was trying to consume an entire bottle of champagne. I'll just start, we'll do a little lightning round with some questions and see what he says and see if the answers make any sense the longer and longer that we go. I'm really tempted to turn on Facebook Live right now, but then, you know, knowing my luck, I'll crash the computer. So I don't want to do that.
Don't crash the computer.
Yeah. It's been giving me some other issues during the week, is why I'm worried. And it's also installing updates at the moment too, which is fun. So I've got that open to make sure it doesn't like automatically restart on me or something.
I guess I should go live now so you guys can see me opening the bottle of champagne and you guys don't tell me it's like fizzy water.
That's right. We don't have to open up a dossier into your, investigate your consumption tonight.
Yeah, let's see. We'll title this video hashtag champagne.
So now if we win again this week, are you doing the same thing next week?
Yep. Maybe not chugging, but I will drink another bottle through the show.
It'll be a slow sipper.
Yeah, we'll take our time next week, but we'll chug this one. Camera, microphone.
Speaking of next week, while we're thinking about it, you and I both have separate events going on next Wednesday during the regular show time. So we've already made arrangements. We'll move next week's show to Thursday at 8 p.m. Everything's the same, but the day, time, and location, and all that stuff will be the same. So tune in Thursday instead of Wednesday. I figure one way or another you'll be drinking something.
I mean, that's a given, but hopefully it's more champagne next week. Let's aim this away from my computer just in case we have a malfunction. Okay, we're live on Facebook now, by the way.
Nice. All right, you ready for some lightning round questions, or are you still getting set up?
No, you can shoot. I mean, I'm just about to pop the bottle, pour it, and chug. We got one viewer. I don't know who it is. But,
it's definitely not me. All right, first thing, and I saw this come across today, Cincinnati cut, it looks like, about half their team. And there's a couple reasons behind it. Did this game kind of, I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this, you think I'd be prepared, but we don't do things that way. I was kind of, one of the reasons I was, you know, happy that we won, besides the fact that we won, was it kind of vindicates what we've been saying for a while about the focus is on the league games first. Sure, Cincy had a great run in the Open Cup and they got a lot of eyes and attention on them. But we kind of Bill Cosby'd them in the playoffs, and not in that way that you're thinking. but remember the old line about how.
Elaborate?
Remember the old line about how I brought you into this world and I'll take you right back out.
Yeah,
we got them into the playoffs by our second to last win. What was it, the one over New York at home? That's the one that got Cincinnati into the playoffs, and then we took them right back out. Like, I think, and I saw some rumblings online that, you know, the attention's great, the numbers are great, everything is great, but we've got to win games because that's what's really important. Do you think this is a response to that? This is two straight years now. They've gone out first round of the playoffs. And also one of the reasons that was put out there was that if they're picked by MLS, then for 2019, they want to start building their roster in 2018. Is it the right move for them to kind of blow up the roster and start building fresh?
I think it's more. I think people are missing the obvious one, and they have a new coach who probably wants to build his
true
team.
True.
And you know, it's USL. We've seen so much roster turnover that you know, we shouldn't be surprised when another team's doing it, especially after a couple of disappointing playoff losses. I'm looking at all this fizz and I'm hating my life.
Now, you do have a time limit on this, don't you? You have to do it in like 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, we're going to do it as quickly as possible. So,
well, 15 minutes will bring us right to the end of the show pretty much perfectly, so that'll work out.
Okay, so I'm just going to let a little more fizz burn off here, and then we're going to chug it. And it's not showing because of weird lighting. It's Korbel crap that I bought at Publix.
All right, but back to your question. So new coach wants to bring in his roster because, yeah, he was hired kind of, you know, just as they were getting on the plane, I think, to fly down here for preseason training. So not really a big chance to do anything. What else do you think?
I think that's really it. I mean, why would you want to, you can't, why would you start building a roster when there's like expansion drafts and crap?
Yeah. I mean, they said that they've got resources. They're going to go out and sign big names. Is it all of a sudden trying to let's emulate the Rowdies kind of path? You know, we want to win. We want to have names on the, I mean, they don't need to sign big names for attendance. They don't need to do that, but if I kind of have a feeling that if they're going to be leaving the league, or if they think they're leaving the league, they want to go out on a high note and start locking some of these guys up. Now, a couple of the guys that are not that they were cut, but their contracts have expired and they're continuing to negotiate, guys like Jibby, guys like Mitch Hildebrandt, and I think Austin Berry was another one. Do you think any of those guys are back with Cincinnati next year?
If they truly are trying to build towards an MLS team, you'd think Mitch Hildebrandt would be staying, right? Like he's a keystone to that team. So you would like to think if you're building an MLS team, you do it from the back forward, and he's a solid keeper, and I think he's MLS quality. So yeah.
If they're not in one of the first two teams picked in December, is he still there?
No. I mean, if I'm maybe even like Minnesota or LA, you know, some of these teams, DC, right? Like, DC might need a keeper. I don't know.
Bill Hamid left for, Denmark or something.
Yeah. So you probably want to, get rid of, or if I'm MLS, I'm looking there. There's quality, in USL. So I would be looking, Mitch Hildebrandt would be on top of my list.
I'm going to go ahead and can he afford to wait 2 months for this decision to come down about Cincinnati's status?
I would. I don't see why not. I mean, it's the USL season the postseason hasn't ended. MLS hasn't ended. So you kind of wait to see who's going to need a keeper it out from there.
I think you're going to have maybe a good month or so between the ending of USL, MLS, and whenever MLS makes their announcement. So he might jump on a kind of a sure thing. But yeah, I agree. If they're picked, I think that's the only way he stays. Other than that, I think he's gone.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm still watching the bubbles. Okay. Do this, shouldn't I?
Are you going to get started now?
Let's see how much I can chug in one go here, and then I'll take a breather. Probably have to burp and then go for the rest of it. Here we go. Goodbye, liver.
I'm going to have to go back and like rewatch this later after we're done so I can I can laugh at you.
It starts at like the 6:40 mark and 1, 2, 3.
Chug, 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 chug. Dan! Still there?
I barely put a dent in it, G-Mini Christmas. Breathe.
Is LJ coming at you on Twitter with any jokes right now?
Now that I see. this is rough. Okay, I think I'm just about a little over half. Oy vey, this is bad.
Wait, you've already done half of it?
Just about, yeah. Whew. Why am I an idiot?
This is internet radio pizza right here.
I am an idiot and I hate myself. I'm going to therapy tomorrow. We're almost done. I'm like sweating.
You're like me when I think too hard.
Oh, great. Allie joined the Facebook Live and heckled. I always knew I could count on her.
So wait, therapy's coming to you.
Yeah, I'm getting therapy in the comments right now, and it's don't be a little bee.
That sounds like the comments I would expect.
Yeah. Oh my God, so much carbonation. I should have brought a bucket just in case.
That's not a bad idea.
Because I don't know. I just got a burp.
How much is left?
Less than half.
I think you're gonna make the 15-minute time limit with definitely some time left over.
Yeah, I just gotta burp and then I'll finish it.
I hope I'm gonna see you this weekend.
I hope to see everybody this weekend too.
I'm not 100% certain at this point.
Oh, me neither. I wish I remember how to like make myself burp. Oh, that was kind of a burp.
Oh,
that
God, I can hear that over here.
Yeah, and that was with my mouth closed. Oh. Remind me, like, I'm a 33-year-old man. I'm an idiot.
I would never call you an idiot, but I would tell you this is probably not a good idea at your age.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago, this would have been gone with no problem. I'm getting so heckled in the comments right now. Kevin just told me to chug, and then there's some explicatives. Sam's there. Why do I feel like this is about to be a puke and rally sort of things? I am not puking. That's why it's taking so long, because I need to burp.
But you will rally.
Oh, yeah. Except I'm literally sweating.
maybe you need to buy better champagne next time.
Yeah.
Oh. You want to take another lightning round question?
Yeah, please.
Well, since you sound already kind of uncomfortable, let's make it even worse. What's up with Columbus and Austin?
Oh, Columbus. I mean, first off, let's just say Anthony Precourt is just one of the worst people in soccer right now. And it's bad. Everything, like all of the writing was on the wall in his contract. He couldn't move the team for 10 years except for Austin and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the community in Columbus, the fans and the business community and whatnot have responded has been absolutely fantastic. Will it be enough? Who knows? But the response is great. I mean, I think I saw a Twitter video of Biz Markie singing "Save the Crew."
Yeah, I saw something with Biz Markie in it. I didn't watch the video, but I saw there was one out there.
Yeah. And so they're doing everything they can. I think they brought in there was a city council meeting, and when the owner is dead set on moving this team, it seems. And you can, oh, wow, the champagne's hitting. I mean, he just seems dead set on it. You can say it's about the a stadium, but it's not. I mean, the local business community offered to buy a majority stake in the team, and he denied that, and it's about moving to Austin, and that's what it is. I'm sorry, I'm reading comments. And you got to hope MLS the MLS board that's going to vote on it knows how bad this is. If you wanted Austin to have it, they should have to have a franchise. They should have been like everybody else. You're screwing San Antonio. You're screwing your original market in Columbus. So, I mean, this doesn't make any sense from any other standpoint. And everybody's pissed off about it, right? Like, top to bottom, nobody is happy about this.
Yeah, well, there's like 25 people down in Austin in a food court somewhere that think it's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe. So Sorry, I'm reading the comment. This is too much heckling. You guys are so such jerks.
Sam just retweeted it, so now you're going to get...
Oh, God. I mean, you're Jeff is like, this chug is as underwhelming as Orlando City. Like, my pride is damaged.
Well, so is theirs. They didn't even make the final. Had to get in the obligatory shot at Orlando. I was told by someone that that's the main reason they listen to us, so we aim to please. You mentioned the whole San Antonio thing, and that was the part that was kind of lost in the very beginning, was San Antonio's been making their push to be considered for MLS, and if Austin happens, San Antonio's not, right? I mean, they're not going to do two like that.
San Antonio's done, and San Antonio deserves it. I mean, not deserves it over most of the... I thought I was going to burp, or Ralph, either way. Hold on. Dead air. Kevin just commented, I'm going to tag Marcel Schaefer so he can laugh at your weak ass.
He's going to laugh at you in the German.
Oh, please. I'm not vomiting on any mics. God, you guys are rough. Like, you guys just prepared me for stand-up comedy, for all this heckling and hatred. What a rough room.
I mean, Marcel would probably hug you again.
He touched my butt once.
It makes it special.
It was. We had a moment. Anyway.
Okay, now you're getting into the other Bill Cosby thing we weren't going to talk about.
Allie is now telling me to vomit on the mic. I'm just full. I should have eaten.
That no, we just bought thing. That mic. I'm not. Don't do that.
Don't worry. There's a... Now Kevin's just telling me to vomit. There's a pop filter, so it'll block most of it.
It'll get the chunks at least.
I am sweat. My windows are open. It's like 60 degrees in here, but I'm like sweating. Hats off.
You know what you definitely can't do right now, though?
Vomit?
No. Well, to prevent that, don't think about what you got at Chili's.
Dude, okay. So F Anthony Precourt, save the crew, don't move him. But F Chili's. Well, okay, I shouldn't blame them. That was my fault. I thought it was a different chicken that I was ordering, and that was the worst. Listen, I got to address comments here. I ate McDonald's almost 3 hours ago. Because I thought maybe a layer of crap food would help me out. I'm full, and we got, I don't know, not much left, but too much. I just need to burp.
Now, are you counting the 15 minutes from when you started drinking or from when you opened the bottle?
I'm going from when I started.
Okay, because if you did the open the bottle, you only got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I started at, what, six? I said 6 minutes?
Yeah, so which is going to put us...
I got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, right near the end.
LJ, you better give me a case of beer.
If Columbus does move, which, like the majority of right-thinking people in the world, I don't want to see happen either, but I think is probably very likely, I think at some point soccer comes back to Columbus, but it won't be MLS.
But...
Right? They wouldn't take another MLS team. I think if this happens, that city as a whole washes its hands of the league. And
oh, that was the burp. Oh, we're good. right. I mean, I think another burp's coming. Sorry. Anyway, this is rough.
I did see at least today they did change their position, and they are offering season ticket refunds for this year.
Yeah. But, I mean, don't refund your tickets. Go. Buy more. Fill that stadium. Show them that what the crew means to Columbus.
Right.
Because it's not going to enrich Precourt. It's not going to hurt him if you don't. If nobody goes and nobody buys season tickets, that just proves his point, right?
I kind of think so.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So just buy your season tickets, go. Treat it like normal and, you know, put F Precourt banners all over that stadium. So do it. Like, support your team. The owner isn't the team.
Right. Was there anything at Al Lang on Saturday, Save the Crew related?
There was, I don't think there was anything at Al Lang. There was two people at 31st passing out flyers.
Okay.
It got interesting. They were good people. I didn't know who, well, I didn't know either of them, but, you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever it's called. So I knew I had connections per se.
Right. Maybe an 18th minute, save the crew chant or clap or something like that would be, something to do. I don't know. Just thinking 18th, cause next year would be 2018, could be their last year there. Hope it isn't, but not counting, not holding my breath on that one. Just like you're not holding your breath on this, bottle of champagne, apparently.
It's done.
I pronounce you have defeated the bottle. Dan is still undefeated.
Whew.
I'm trying to think if there was any other questions I was going to throw out there. I don't think so. My brain is still like 90% congestion anyway. So as opposed to like the just, you know, 40% it usually is. Anything else you want to throw out there besides the insides of your stomach?
Give me a moment.
I was seriously wondering if you were going to say anything, if you'd already like passed out.
The worst part is my downstairs bathroom, does, like the toilet doesn't work.
Are you still on the couch?
Yeah.
Why mess with what works?
Exactly.
Oh, well. The kitchen's not far, right? You got the sink.
Hold on.
Do I need to wrap this one up without you?
Yeah, I'm going to close the Facebook Live, I think, and we're going to close this out.
All right. Well, this has been another high-quality episode of The Unused Substitutes. We'll be back next week. At least I will. Hopefully, Dan will be there. Hopefully, he'll be there Saturday at Al Lang. I think he'll...
I will hopefully see you guys then. I'm getting off the couch in preparation.
Even if he's... you know, not able to get himself there. Maybe someone can bring his remains to the stadium to enjoy the game. We love yous. The whole team, man. Last Saturday, even though I couldn't be there, it was exciting to watch on TV. I could kind of, you know, get a little taste of the atmosphere from hearing the mob, from seeing the crowd, just having a great time. I'm looking forward to being there this weekend. As always, our Patreon and Fubo and then things are, you can go to the website, theunsubs.com, click on the link up at the top, sign up for Fubo, we get a little cut of that. Patreon is still open. We are still soliciting and gratefully accepting one-time or recurring donations to keep everything going. And we've got a couple scarves left. I didn't get out there on Saturday to get them. I had a couple people asking for them. I will have them this weekend, so I'll post when I'm out there, and I'll come find you. You come find me, whatever. We'll work it out. Give us a rating and a review on whatever you listen to, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever it is. We're on
everything.
Hey, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You're good.
Drinking water now.
Are you rallying?
Yeah, there, now comes the rally, right?
Oh, thanks again to
there's nothing really in between. There was a really gross burp.
Yeah, it sounded pretty bad.
Yeah, it almost came out, but we're good. Stomach kept by steel, literally, like it was close.
All right, well, thanks again to Wolfface for doing our theme music, to Radio St. Pete, who hopefully will still have us back on next week. You might have to cut out the champagne for a week. I don't know if you can keep doing this.
We're not chugging next week if we win. I got to keep the champagne campaign going. I'm not chugging.
It's a slow sipper.
God awful. And it almost came back, but I'm a champion. I feel like crap right now, but I am a champion. Oh, my God. I feel so bloated.
Oh, I bet. All those bubbles. Tiny bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thanks again to our guys on Shamrock and Big Storm, who just tweeted, and that's what distracted me for a second there. Same beer, same great taste. new look coming to a store near you November 1st, Wavemaker. That's the IPA, isn't it?
No, that's the IPA is the, what, Icarus or something like that?
One of those.
I can't remember, but it's their like flagship ale or lager, one of the two.
Okay. So I guess new can coming for that. That's how easily distracted I am. That's it. Did you want to throw out anything for the We Love Yous?
Oh my God. Not my liver.
I wish for LJ. Oh. I would help you.
As always, the song starts to ruin.
LJ and everybody else. Let's do this again Saturday. Not that you're chugging. Oh my God. I feel like crap.
Allie's so proud of you, by the way.
Oh, I better get something for that. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Let's get this out of here, please.
All right, guys, we'll see you on Saturday at Al Lang for another win. I don't even want to try and guess a score because it's been too weird of a series with this group in the regular season. We'll talk to you guys soon. We'll see you next week. We'll see you Saturday. We'll talk to you next week. This has been the Unused Substitutes on Radio St. Pete and the Beautiful Game Network. See ya.
The radical there, the radical there, they kick the wall around.